Unsettled weather will begin on Friday and last for about a week to a week and a half, bringing waves of rain across the northern plains and upper Midwest, as well as eastern parts of Canada's prairies. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The environment that we have out there right now has been just about ideal, with rapid drying conditions occurring across the region yesterday, temperatures in the 70s, even some lower 80s occurring, and we'll see a repeat of that today. The afternoon highs will again be in the 70s and lower 80s. We'll still be warm for this time of the year, I suppose, on Friday, but it will cool down. We're expecting 60 and 70 degree temperatures on Friday, mostly 60s, I think, and so that gets us back into a little bit more of a milder regime, obviously. Saturday will slip cooler than that, though, into the upper 50s and 60s, and it is expected to be accompanied by cloud cover and occasional rain as we go from Friday into Saturday. We'll take a little bit of a break in the pattern. On Sunday, going into Monday, we'll see a little bit less precipitation, an opportunity to warm up a little bit better with temperatures getting back into the 60s and 70s, but we're not going to get back to as warm as we are going to be today again for a while. And then in the second half of next week, there will be more rain potential, and that too will hold back the temperatures, and that wetter bias will continue on into the middle of the month. Well, we do expect the nighttime temperatures to stay very pleasant. A lot of 30 and 40 degree readings coming up. More 40s and even some lower 50s will occur as we get involved with cloud cover and precipitation. That'll begin tomorrow morning and more likely on Saturday morning. We don't really get a significant cool air mass to slip back into the region for a while because of all the cloudiness and precipitation. So we'll see a lot of mornings in the 40s and lower 50s for temperatures. Now, the precipitation prospects are going to start off with rain on Friday, tomorrow, in the southern parts of the region. That'll be South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota. The precipitation will be erratic, but everybody will get at least a little bit of moisture by Saturday morning in those southern areas. Now, as we wake up on Saturday morning, some of this precipitation will begin scattering into western and southern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and that will continue to be the trend with the precipitation shifting farther north on Saturday afternoon. We will expect to see a little break in the precipitation Sunday into Monday, but I do not want to promise you dry conditions. Absolutely, we will still have some lingering showers around on those 2 days, and then the next round of more meaningful rain will probably hold off until Wednesday into Friday of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.